He said, yeah, what are you doing Thursday night at 9:30 p.m.?
And there was like, ooms, ooms, ooms.
I really love being token gay at the Bachelorettes.
Is she the Bachelorette?
She is the Bachelorette.
Do you have any dating updates?
I actually have quite a few.
Oh.
Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill? Do you think he's waiting for you to ask him out?
For sure.
On date number two?
For sure.
What's the rush? Literally, what's the rush? Ladies and gentlemen, Adam is on the couch.
Something feels different about the setup today. Does it do something different?
Nothing's different.
I don't know what it is. It feels like more production. I don't know how else to describe it.
What do you mean? We've got no lights, camera. I don't know. Just mics.
Maybe it's like the lamp behind me. It's like, I don't know. Something's different about the lighting. I think the way the mics are oriented.
Okay.
Like, I feel like we're in a studio.
Wow. I love to hear that.
Maybe this is just like the difference of sitting on the floor versus the couch. But I didn't feel this way the last time I sat on the couch.
You felt like it was a lower budget production back
then?
Yeah,
I did. I felt like, you know, maybe you weren't trying as hard to impress me.
I can't see a difference between last time you were on the couch and this time. But I'm
That's
because
you're just so used to it. It's always the same for you.
Always the same for me. No, like setting up the microphones and stuff like is just robotic. Like, I wonder how many times I've done this. How many weeks have we done this podcast? Like, how many times have I
No, I'm set pretty up sure we've mics? Literally done the podcast for like 5 years, haven't we? Or is it
we
four?
Need to like figure out what our like 5 year anniversary is. I wonder if we've already had it.
No, we definitely haven't because we started the podcast in September/October, didn't we?
Of 2021.
That sounds right to me.
Okay.
So that means this is our 5 year anniversary.
Oh my God. How weird is that?
It's insane.
Well, as you can tell, dear listener, Colby is not here. She is in the desert.
I literally, when I woke up this morning, I was scrolling TikTok, and I saw this TikTok of them doing the sound check for Justin Bieber in the desert. Like, somebody from their front yard could hear the sound check.
Obsessed.
My new favorite comment that people put on TikTok is the one that's like, may God protect you from my jealousy, and it's the woman crying. Have you seen that one?
Have not seen that.
It's my new favorite comment.
Okay.
It's this woman with like gobs of tears rolling down her face, looking into the distance. It's like the can't wait for my husband to return home from war. What's the phrase?
Yeah.
Will my husband ever return home from war? Like, that's like the vibe.
Yeah.
She's like looking out a window, basically.
She's devastated.
Devastated, tears rolling down her face, and it says, may God protect you from my jealousy.
That's a good comment.
I love it. Comments are my favorite. I live for the comment section. Sometimes I don't even watch the video. Like, the first thing I'll do is I'll open the comments and I'll be like, is this worth my time to watch or not based on how good
based
the comments are.
Based on the comments. Are. Yeah. There are some comments that really piss me off.
Such as?
Like, something, like, someone will, like, say something, like, critical about the video. Sometimes it's warranted, but, like, sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
The criticism, people will say, like, hope this helps. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, you didn't have to do that. Like, XYZ, hope this helps.
Yes. I know
and
exactly
like,
what you're talking
the
about.
The sass. The sass. Here's the thing. If you wouldn't say it to someone on the street, someone you just met, like, that you see saying something, you, like, come into contact with, like, it's just, people have the audacity.
No, people be getting a little too comfortable in the TikTok comments. But, like, yeah. It really depends on which side of the internet it hits, because you'll either get like all comments like that yeah. are basically like, delete this,
touch grass,
yeah, sure, like all like the meanest comments ever, or you'll get like the go off queen, like this is so great, like love you XOXO,
yeah,
you know.
I love when I come into contact with a truly 10 out of 10 5-star comment section where like everyone gets the vibe. Yes. You know, because there are certain videos where you could tell someone's being sarcastic, someone's mm-hmm. joking. And I already know before I can smell it from a mile away. I can already tell that people are not going to get it in the comments.
Okay.
And there's going to be people where like the joke flies right over their heads. And then there's people that like the people that just take it too seriously when yes. it's not meant to be serious. Because I think that we've reached a really good point on the internet where people are realizing, oh, like, it's okay to make certain videos complaining about things that are complete first world problems. Like,
yeah.
It's fine. We're okay with it now because we can all understand that this, it's not all that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, TikTok being invented, like, the videos that come across my feed, at least, I have to remind myself, like, it's really not that serious.
Did you ever end up getting the drag pass because The drag paths are that serious.
So drag path, yes, true. Absolutely. There are like serious subject matters on TikTok. But I like that we've gotten, like, as a society, we've come to an understanding that we can like say, because I remember like making YouTube videos and having to overly explain myself all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I would be doing a haul video from things I bought from TJ Maxx, for example. And I would, in the beginning of the video, if you're an OG YouTube watcher of me or anyone like me, you would understand this. There's like this era of girls being like, just a disclaimer, I bought all of this with my own money that I got from babysitting. My mom didn't buy this for me. And also I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to brag. Like I bought these things because I need them for back to school. Like it would be an
Katie, people probably ate that up. They're probably like, she's saying she's not bragging. So she is bragging.
No. People like respected it. But if I didn't for whatever reason,
if you didn't put a disclaimer,
people would be like, oh, she's just like rubbing in our faces all these things she got from TJ Maxx. Like, but nowadays, and that's just an example, like a haul video, but like you'll see someone just complaining about something absolutely like absurd if you think about it. Like, yes, go touch grass. Like, if I really think about it, but I'm not really thinking about it. I'm like, oh, you know what? I want to like put myself in this person's shoes. And that is kind of annoying. So like, I get it. Like, I feel like sometimes we as a society impress me with how we've been able to take someone at face value and be like, I don't know. Some people do make up narratives and I think make up how they want to see someone.
For sure.
But in other ways, I feel like we're kind of grown.
I haven't posted on TikTok in like a hot minute.
You need to make your return.
I know, but I just don't feel like I'm interesting enough, you know?
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. You are interesting. It's just that I think the issue is like consistency is really hard.
Yeah.
That's what I struggle with.
Also just like finding, you know, what it is you want to post all the time. Like I feel like some people have their niche. Like Jazz had her like, hey guys, I got food.
Yeah.
You know? What was Hallie Kate's? She did like haul. Or no, she did a lot of clothes stuff, didn't she?
I don't know. I actually like hadn't discovered Hallie Kate until I found her through Jazz.
Oh, okay.
Because I first knew about Jazz's videos and then I like found out because once they became like very good friends then I started watching Hallie's but Hallie had already kind of shifted to like strictly fashion content by then so I don't even know what her beginning everyone has I feel like all the like big TikTokers have their like origin story like one or two videos like I think Remy Bader the Zara try-on realistic Zara try-on hauls like that's been her big thing and then that like Audrey launched
Peters
her.
Did like the
Audrey Peters.
Remember she used to do the It was like what this says about you or something like that, I think.
Oh really?
It was like what your blah 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 says about you. What your purse says about you. And it'd be like
oh that's like very creative.
I think that was how she got started back in the day. And then she kind of like evolved into now it's just like lifestyle content.
As Colby would say serialized content.
Serialized content?
Serialized.
What does that mean?
Like series.
Okay.
Serialized.
Series. Okay, got it.
She says, yeah, Colby's always saying like serialized content. She loves saying that.
I have never heard Colby say serialized content.
Well, she said that the other night because I was, when we were at our friend's Bachelorette, which we will get into, New York City Bachelorette Extravaganza, I was talking about Tenley, my friend from college. If you watched my college vlogs, you would remember Tenley. She's a character. She says absolutely every single thing that enters her brain. She says it. Like,
she?
No filter. She'll say it. She literally goes, Katie, you haven't really been growing that fast on TikTok, I've noticed. She's like, I was expecting you to have at least 20,000 more followers by now. And the thing is, she like totally means it. And she also isn't coming from a mean place. She just means it very factually.
She's very unique.
Very unique. Yeah.
She literally ate my bagel thinking it was a... I actually just need to... Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Were you there for it?
I was literally sitting right across from you.
I
did you not remember? I was sitting right there.
I was very focused on my salmon egg bagel. I literally looked down and she's eating my salmon egg bagel and I'm like, there's no way that she ordered the perfect egg sandwich from Pura Vida, add smoked salmon and jalapenos, remove avocado mash. That's mine. And then I'm like, wait, hey guys, like where's my perfect egg sandwich? Remove avocado mash, add smoked salmon and jalapenos. And they're like, everybody's looking around. Nobody sees it in sight.
Well, we placed a group order and it was all wrapped. Like everything was wrapped up. We were sitting outside. We like took it to go.
Correct.
So there was like these two giant bags and there's 20 girls trying to find their order.
And then you see our girl, Tenley, deer in the headlights.
Tenley.
Literally has one bite remaining of my perfect egg sandwich, looks up, and she's like, oh, I was wondering why this wasn't a chicken mozzarella pesto sandwich. I was like, you mean because it's eggs and smoked salmon? And you know what? Like, you can't even be mad at her because, like, that's just, like, she just does things like that.
We absolutely love her for it. But she's, like, the most, like, brutally honest person. And so she was saying, she was like, Katie, like, I saw you're starting to do, like, turned 30 and I'm hotter and here are the reasons for it type of series. I did like a couple of videos with that like sort of theme. And I was like, oh, I didn't even really think of it as like a series, but yeah, like that's, and then Colby says, serialized content. She like looks, we're sitting at a table. She goes, serialized content, brands love it. I'm like, great. Good to know. Cause Colby's like on the brand side. So she understands.
We should name the episode serialized content.
Well, here's the thing, like, I understand the importance of coming up with a series, but, like, it's really hard these days to be super original because it feels like everything's already been done /
100%.
My fear is doing something and people being like, oh, you're copying so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Just because, and it's not even like I'm intending to copy so-and-so, but there's such a gray area, and I feel like there's, like, large conversations about this happening all the time on TikTok and Instagram, how there's, like, a gray area within what is a trend and what is like copying someone. Mm-hmm. Because trends happen and they explode and then you do the trend and you try to credit the OG person, but you're like, who is the OG? Like, and so I think I'm under the understanding of if you at least attempt to credit someone, you aren't doing a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like if you see someone do a style of content where there's like a very clear hook or very clear, like, you know, I feel like if you do your best to credit someone, then you shouldn't be in trouble.
I agree.
For at least trying to like trace the trend back to the OG person who
did it. But also like you're just being inspired. Like if you copy something like word for word, sentence from sentence.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Then like, yeah, of course. Like, okay, cool. Like that's pretty effed. But like if you're inspired by someone's content to make something similar yourself, I don't know, it's a little different.
It's hard though because I do see like I would,
does that mean that every single person who does like here's what I eat in a day or like watch me try on this outfit or like here's my Aritzia haul, like a billion people have done that, you know, and like obviously there was at one point a first, the original.
Exactly. It needs to be like more niche of an idea than that, in my opinion, for it to be considered copying.
Yeah, because I guess if somebody did like a what your designer bag says about you, I'd be like, oh, Ultra Peters used to do that like 5 years ago.
Right, but like the Cosmopolitan magazine did that way before.
You're right. Okay.
You know what I mean? True. Like, but I also feel like I would, in my situation, if I had seen Audrey Peters do a video like that and then I did it, I would credit Audrey Peters.
For sure.
Personally. But some people like don't do that, like don't credit people, and I don't know like which is, because then once you do it once then you always have to credit people. I don't know, I feel like there's just a gray area, like what is right, what is wrong.
I don't know, but even thinking about like Jazz, like I guess if like somebody else made a video and was like, hey guys, I got food, I'd be like, oh, that's Jazz's line. Like that's kind of like a TM line.
Well, that's a tagline for sure. Yeah. It's interesting. Serialized content.
Wait,
before I forget, well, first of all, intro. We need to do the intro, but then before I forget, you texted me something about your sister.
Oh, my God.
A story that you wanted to tell, and I, like, have been on the edge of my seat.
No, this is the... I mean, it's not, like, the crazy story I've ever heard, but my mom told me.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, sans Colby. We miss you. Enjoy Justin Bieber, babes.
Your mom told you.
Girls, how we doing? Okay. My mom basically told me the story and I was like, oh my God, I need to tell Katie. This is like a real life advice segment. And basically, my sister and her boyfriend have like started becoming friends with this new group. And so two of the people in the group got engaged. So my sister and her boyfriend were like, oh, I wonder if like we're going to be a part of the wedding. Like these are like our best friends now, like as of the past year. And so I guess the two friends had everybody in the group over to their house at one point. And that's like not abnormal. Like they'll usually have pregames at these people's house and like that'll be kind of like where they start their night essentially. Mm-hmm. And so the entire group goes to the house, and then the girl basically is like, okay, we're gonna like have you all go to the basement. There's a surprise. And so as they're going down to the basement, there's like, not confetti, what is it? Like, there's decorations everywhere, whatever. It's like a thing, right? And so my sister's boyfriend goes, I knew it. I knew you were gonna be a part of the wedding party.
Why the hell would he? That's a man right there. Only a man would say something like that.
100%.
As a woman, you know to like wait until you're told something.
Yes.
Like that.
I think in his defense, I think everybody there knew that this was like the event where they were going to tell everyone that they were a part of the bridal and groom party.
So there were murmurings already.
There were murmurings already. Exactly. So like,
okay.
I won't. That is definitely a man thing to like get overexcited and be like, I knew we were going to be part of the wedding party, but like
he heard something that made him think that.
Correct.
Like he didn't just see like decorations and think.
Correct. Like there was something that indicated, maybe my mom gave me this piece of the story. There was a worm in
his ear. Someone told him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Maybe this was a piece of the story my mom gave to me, and it's just something that I, like a piece that I forgot, but something indicated to him that this was what was happening, essentially.
Oh no, my stomach hurts thinking about it. He
gets so excited. And so my sister and all the girls are like lined up on one of the couches. The guys are all lined up on another couch. And essentially, the girl is getting married, hands out to all of the girls a gift basket. And so they're all getting their gift baskets.
Okay, so like this would indicate to me as well that they're being asked to be in the bridal party.
Everybody gets a super nice gift basket. And then they get to my sister, and my sister gets a little card.
Oh, fucking hell. And then,
literally, it's the same thing on the guy's side. Like, all the guys on the couch are getting, like, this super nice gift basket. And then my sister's boyfriend gets handed a card. And my sister is like, oh, my God, what the fuck is going on? And so they are like, everybody opens up their basket. Everybody's, like, being asked to be part of the bridal party. And my sister opens up her card. And she is asked to be the bottle girl. And her boyfriend is asked to be the beer guy as part of the wedding.
Okay, can you explain to me what, like, the bottle girl is?
I similarly asked this question. The bottle girl is, I guess, the girl who at the ceremony maybe is, like, handing out maybe little bottles of champagne. And or she's, like, the seltzer girl or something like that. Like,
so she's working.
No, literally.
She's being asked to work.
I was like, so you're being asked for free labor?
No, she's being given a job.
Free labor.
But I feel like she's not going to be paid for this role.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
No, it's really horrible. And then...
But everyone sitting next to her was asked to be in the bridal party.
Correct. And she...
I'm speechless.
No. It's really horrible. And then, obviously, like, her boyfriend gets asked to be the beer guy. So, like, he's handing out beers. And then my sister is handing out White Claws or, like, some kind of bottles or whatever it may be, okay, at the wedding. My sister naturally is looking down at this, like, what the fuck is going on? And then the girl is explaining to everybody, and he's like, I'm asking you all to be a part of my, like, party, whatever. Like, we want you guys to be a part of this. And is like... It's like, oh, but like, what does this mean? Like, you know, what does the bottle girl mean? And she's like, oh my God, well, you're still going to be like, you're going to get hair and makeup. You're going to be with me in the bridal suite. You're going to like come to my bachelorette. Like, you're going to be a part of it. But instead of standing next to me, like, you're going to be the bottle girl.
Okay. Like, my question is why? Why not just give her, there's no rules with a wedding. You can have as many bridesmaids and groomsmen as you want.
Yes.
What is one more? Seriously. And here's the thing. There are a couple. So that's a pair right there. If you're worried about numbers with like evenness.
Yeah.
That was like, I would be so upset if this was the presentation of it. Like, I understand they're newer friends, right?
Yeah.
So then in that case, like, okay, maybe that makes sense. But then like, don't invite her to this weird thing, basement ceremony of who's in the wedding. Like, I'm sure would understand.
Yes.
Like, oh, we're newer friends. I didn't expect to be in the bridal party. But the presentation of this is what's crazy.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
she's
yeah.
sitting next to all these girls who got like the invite.
Yeah.
And then she's has an envelope. You know what I mean?
Correct.
It's the juxtaposition. That's yes, the word. Yes. That's what's and honestly, crazy.
Like, benefit of the doubt for this girl. Like, I feel like exactly what you mentioned. I feel like my sister and her boyfriend are maybe just newer friends to this group.
Which makes sense. Like, that you don't need to, either, if you're going to do this elaborate ceremony situation, in the basement,
mm-hmm.
make her a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
You know? But if you don't want to, then don't invite her to this weird ceremony.
And maybe, honestly, maybe in the, I know, it's like literally a sacrifice in the
it's
basement.
It's the ceremony, that the ceremonial aspect.
But I'm thinking crazy. In my head, like, okay, maybe in this girl's head, she's like, okay, like, my sister and her boyfriend are now part of this friend group.
Yeah.
We're asking all these people who are bridesmaids and groomsmen who have been, like, part of our lives for maybe, like, their entire lives. Like, I don't necessarily know the dynamics here, but it seems like my sister and boyfriend are newer friends. We want them to be included in the wedding. Also, like, we're hanging out together every weekend, spending a lot of time together. It's also maybe awkward if, like, we're asking the entire rest of the group to be a part of the bridal and groom party.
Yeah.
And they're just not invited at all. So I think in her head, she felt like she was
doing the right thing.
Yes.
Not like, you're right, like, laying her cards quite literally all on the table.
Yes.
And being like, there is no confusion here. Like,
yeah.
here's what's happening. Front row seat. You can see what's going on here. And it isn't like we all went out Friday night and didn't invite her boyfriend because we were doing the arranging or the assigning sacrifice. Of the whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, here, you're a bridesmaid, you're a groomsman. And so she was quite literally, like, invited, but just not given. I don't know what would be preferable for me. I feel like I would rather just not being invited to this.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. I was like, would I be more offended to be given the bottle boy role or to just not be invited at all or included?
In the ceremony or the wedding?
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, I'm asking you a question.
Oh, you're asking me. Okay, what's up? Because no. What I was saying is I actually don't even know what my preference would be.
So you're saying, like, being the bottle boy at the wedding or not invited at all to the wedding or not invited at all to the ceremonial assigning of the roles?
The ceremonial assigning.
Okay, agreed. Because I'm like, you don't want to be invited to the wedding? What?
No. True. I actually think I would have preferred to be the bottle boy. So I actually think I would have preferred to still be included. I think in my head, I would have known, like, okay, I totally get it. Like, I'm a newer friend in this group. I would have been probably embarrassed as hell. Like, I kind of feel bad for my sister.
Well, because you then, it's like a situation of getting your hopes up and then being deflated.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the worst feeling.
But honestly, the funniest part of all of that, I feel like, is my mom describing how boyfriend walks down the stairs and is like, I knew you were going to be a part of the bridal party.
No, that is...
But like, now that I'm replaying this entire scenario, I am kind of like, okay, I actually think I would have wanted to be still included. So like, that's her way of including
them. Here's the thing. There's been weddings in my life, and there will be more, where I'm not in the bridal party, but I'm invited to get ready with the bride or like be a part of the day in some way that isn't in the bridal party. And I'm still honored when that's the case. And honestly, in a way, I feel like she's like good end of the deal. Not because here's the thing, like being a bridesmaid, there's a lot in there. Like you have to buy a dress. There's like, you have to like...
Okay, but here's
stand up there, and it's like a lot of pressure sometimes. Like some people would probably prefer just getting ready with the bride and then going and sitting and being able to watch from a seat.
So I will say, apparently also has to buy the dress.
I'm sorry. So she is a bridesmaid. Yes. But she's not. She is, but she's not. So she has to wear a matching dress to these girls, but she was not given a basket.
Correct.
And she's not standing up there.
No.
Okay, then why the hell does she have to have a certain dress?
I don't know. Maybe pictures?
For pictures. I'm literally like...
I'm kind of flabbergasted, honestly.
No, I'm flabbergasted. That's a good word.
I think that maybe it just wasn't that well thought through.
Well, is she like really pressed on numbers? Because that's the only thing I could think about. Like if there's too many girls.
Maybe a numbers thing.
And it's too much, like it's overwhelming. I mean, here's the thing. It is her wedding. She's allowed to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Bride, groom, totally like agree. You... There's going to be opinions. You should always do what you want to do for your big day. But it feels like a little bit mean to make someone buy a dress and like do all of the bridesmaid things.
Yes.
But not be a bridesmaid.
Correct. It's tough.
What's holding you back from just being like your bridesmaid? Like, wow, I'm glad that you shared this. What an interesting story.
It more so got me thinking about like what I would have preferred in that instance.
Yeah.
And also being like, okay, so she was literally asked to do free labor.
Yeah.
Like, what does bottle girl even mean? That was what I was most confused about.
When you first said that, I've been to a wedding, actually, Gretchen Garrity.
Yeah.
My good friend.
Mm-hmm.
She had a wedding that was like one of the best weddings I've ever been to in my life.
Love.
Like the best. And she had like the classic wedding you know, the ceremony, then the reception. And then we went to this other place nearby for like the after party of the, like, there was like the classic reception. And then there was like an even another reception at this other place. And it was treated like the vibes, the theme was club, like Club Willman, I think, or club like Gretchen and Max or something. And she came in with like, she changed her outfit. All the girls like changed their outfits, so they like looked like they were going to the club. And they had one of those huge signs like at the club with like one of those like marquees. And there were girls like holding champagne bottles, like bottle girls at like a high-end club. So I'm wondering if maybe that's her role. Which those girls looked cool coming in. Like they were like balancing these big bottles of champagne, like, and there was like ooms, 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 ooms.
I'm just picturing it like bottle only girl. Only being her though.
True. Yeah. Like everybody else, all the other girls are like standing on like waiting for the bottle to arrive to their table. Correct. Oh man.
Like I don't think that there's any. Yeah.
Who knows? It could be like the role of the night. Like she could have gotten the best role.
100%. I just think even like the gift baskets and then her getting a card. Give the girl a gift basket.
You can give her the bottle girl role, but give her a damn gift basket. Like what?
I literally need to call her and be like, I need to hear the story from your perspective.
Because this is all from your mother's perspective. And you know what? I love like my mom tells a story and I'm like, there's more to this.
My mom is also
there's more to this that you're not saying.
My mom also like completely messes up stories sometimes. So like my mom could have fabricated half the story. I'm convinced that she didn't about this one.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited to hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
What happened? I have clearly so many thoughts that we've discussed.
That's like real life advice segment. Like somebody would 100% email us that.
Yeah. If anything like that has happened to you, dear listener, write us an email.
Yeah, please. Okay?
We've been getting a lot. I think we like really opened the door to like wedding woes.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our DMs these days are like,
this girl
I invited to my bridal party like said this or did this or like so-and-so. Like I don't love it. But like with weddings comes...
You love to hate it.
The dramatics and like... I understand. Like, I'm sure I feel like I've yet to deal with like wedding related stress, like with, I mean, obviously from the perspective of a guest or a bridesmaid, but I'm sure it's going to happen eventually.
Absolutely.
We have so many friends that haven't gotten even engaged yet.
Oh my God.
There's a lot to come.
We have so many weddings and bachelorettes and all kinds of stuff.
I know.
I really love being token gay at the bachelorettes. It's really quite a powerful move.
How did you feel like being the only man at Mia's bachelorette this weekend?
My mom kind of asked me the same thing. I was like, I don't think anything of it. Like, I'm just like token gay.
Yeah.
Like, it was like Allie's bachelorette, same thing. Like, I'm just like, I'm vibes.
You are vibes. You're just one of the girls.
Just one of the girls. I was talking to one of my gay friends last week, and he was like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? And I was like, oh, I just have like this bachelorette in the city. And he was like, I can't think of anything that I would want to go to less than that. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, it's honestly like good time, you know?
Yeah.
You get to hang with the girls. They love having a gay around. It's fun. Fun stuff.
Yeah. What's to hate about like plans being coordinated for you?
It's kind of interesting because
I love a bachelorette.
As gays get older, I feel like they prefer to like only have their core group be gays, and I think that that's just like the natural progression of life, you know? Like I don't even have a boyfriend, right? So like all of our friends have boyfriends basically, except for a couple. There are definitely a couple that don't, but in a couple of years people are going to start having kids or like consider moving out of the city and XYZ. And like I will always be in the city. I probably won't have kids in a couple of years. So like naturally, depending on the phase of life you're in, that's who you'll gravitate around from like a friend group perspective.
People who are that's just life, I feel.
Exactly. And so a lot of the gays that I'm friends with
recently, I've been trying to be more thoughtful about what I wear every day, gravitating towards pieces that are easy, comfy, but still feel polished. It just really takes the stress out of getting dressed. I've been reaching for Quince a lot lately. You guys know we talk about them quite frequently, and for good reason, because the materials just feel really high quality, the fits are super flattering, and everything comes together without much effort. Quince makes it simple to update your everyday wardrobe this spring with pieces that look good and feel even better. They use premium fabrics like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and really soft denim.
With summer coming up soon, their lightweight linen pants, dresses, and tops start at $30 and are effortless, breathable, and easy to wear on repeat.
I have to brag about this pair of jeans that I have from Quince that I literally cannot stop wearing. I literally have to wash them frequently so I can keep wearing them. I'm obsessed with them, and my mom got a matching pair.
Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use, and now available in Canada too. Head to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Something that's stressing me out this month is I have such a crazy travel schedule, and I really am just so overwhelmed with everything that's going on. But that's okay, because no one has the answers all alone, which is why therapy can help.
BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And I love it because they do the initial matching work for you, so you can focus on your therapy goals. You just fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12+ years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means that BetterHelp typically gets it right on the first try. And if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations.
With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Check it out. Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, and made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, and it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com, and use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out. Or like talk to most are usually older gays. Like I don't have a ton of gay friends that are my direct age.
Right.
If that makes sense.
They're like a few years ahead of you.
Exactly. Like they're in like the mid 30s range, I feel like. So right. They've kind of like gotten to the point where maybe a lot of their close girlfriends or like straight friends or whatever maybe are like married, having kids, have moved out of the city, like XYZ.
Yeah.
And so they will naturally be more, you know, hanging around gay groups. And right. So me talking about being in a bachelorette over the weekend, that's literally my worst nightmare.
Are they like, I remember those days?
No, literally. Like, they're like,
just you wait.
They're like, just wait until you see the light and you grow up.
Interesting.
So I don't know. We'll see if that's the case for me.
But. Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm like actually obsessed with the fact that people are getting married later now. Like
it's,
I'm yeah, talking it's generally, better. Obviously there's still people that, you know, are married with two kids at age 30. But I love that at least in our friend group, it's seeming like everyone's really taking their time. Like they're in the boat of, oh yeah, I got engaged in 2025, not having my wedding until 2027. Totally fine.
Yeah.
Like what's the rush? Literally, what's the rush?
No, it's honestly, I love that people are taking more time. But also I do kind of think that that's just what we are surrounded by. Like that's just like New York culture.
No, I totally understand that that's like not the like norm everywhere, but at least I feel lucky that in our friend group no one's like there doesn't feel to be this like urgency
yeah
or like obsession with rushing.
Yeah.
Like no one in our friend group is like rushing their life. No. I don't feel like confidently feel like everyone, like there's people that are like already married that are like, yeah, no, I'm not even trying to have a baby. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really feel like, oh, I need to like keep up with my friend group.
Exactly.
And I'm just feeling grateful.
I'm feeling grateful for that too.
Is just cruising along.
Which is so lovely.
Cruising
along. We live such a blessed life.
We really do. Like, it's good.
Honestly, when everybody was sharing the memories at the table for our friend's bachelorette, I was like, dang, I really wish I went to Elon.
Yeah. I actually have done this at a few bachelorettes, and I think it's like a crucial night one activity.
Yeah.
If, like, I need to make a note that we do this at my bachelorette. Mm-hmm. But, like, because, of course, you're blending people, like, from all paths of your life. Like, your high school friends, your, like, cousins, your college friends, your work friends. It's crucial to do an icebreaker. Like, absolutely crucial. It's not an eye roll. It is the best thing you could do.
I mean, there are also, like, 22 of us, I think.
There were 21 of us.
Yeah, 21.
At like, that point. Yeah. And so we went around and shared our favorite memory of Mia, the bachelorette.
Yes.
Is she the bachelorette?
She is the bachelorette.
Is that, like...
No, I guess. Well, no, because she's... What's the definition of bachelor? I need, like, the actual...
Well, a bachelor is someone who's unmarried, like a man.
Right.
So, bachelorette is an unmarried woman?
Perhaps, let's see.
Actually, I've never given this much thought.
A bachelorette is an unmarried woman.
So, she is a bachelorette, well,
yep.
Until
her wedding. Yeah, she's a bachelorette. She is a bachelorette. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We've cracked the code.
So, there you go. Obvious, like, things that are probably very obvious that I never have given much thought to. So we shared stories about Mia.
It was lovely.
I think her sister did an incredible job planning, by
such
the way.
Such a good job.
But she like framed it as a time where Mia got in trouble. Or so, like she was like, share a story of a time that like Mia got in trouble or just your favorite memory.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like all of our stories ended up kind of being like a time when Mia got in trouble. I'm like, damn, this girl gets in a lot of trouble.
It's so funny.
It was funny.
Mine was literally when she almost broke me in half when we were doing the Mamma Mia thing. Or was it Mamma Mia? No.
No, it was Dirty Dancing.
I kept forgetting that. I kept
calling it Mamma Mia. We got really drunk after a party bus day in New Jersey. And
I was convinced I would be able to pick Mia up over my head and swing her around like Dirty Dancing.
Adam was like, I like go to Barry's. I can 100% lift a girl like while she's running at me like Dirty Dancing.
I was ready for it.
And
but then
she like sailed over his arms and just landed on the ground.
I quite literally crumpled in half. Like I broke.
Grass stains, just imagine.
You could tell that I was like gripping her such that she wouldn't get injured though. So if you see the video on Katie's TikTok, it's back in the day.
You were so selfless.
I was so selfless. Honestly, when I was watching the video, I was like, it is kind of a miracle that I didn't break an arm. Like the way that I fell and like me gripping her to make sure that she didn't get hurt.
How many Dirty Dancing induced injuries are there and like have there been in history?
A lot. I'm positive.
Like people thinking they can do the lift.
100% a lot.
Yeah.
The funniest part about that video, honestly, is you singing in the background.
I was so drunk that day.
You're like, I had the time
of my life.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was when I kind of marked, like, at what point in history it was in my history based on how long my hair was. Because, you know, I had, like, my bob years. And then this was in my bob grow-out phase when I was, like, at the awkward length.
Yes.
Awkward length Katie, like, hair Katie was, she was...
She was something to behold.
She was something. She was a moment in time, really. Like, she had fun. She had fun.
And that's what matters.
No, but we had a good time with the Bachelorette. I'm trying to think if there was, like, any like, tea. Like, nothing really, right?
No, it was honestly just, like, a fun, flirty night.
Yeah. I'm just feeling grateful that it was in the city and we got to go, like, Sunday morning when, like, we woke up after the club. Like, I just...
Oh my god, I had to be on a train like, at 8 a.m.
I'm sorry, like how amazing.
That sounds amazing for you.
Yeah.
I literally woke up at 7 a.m. and was like, oh my god, I slept for like half a second and then went to the train because I went to Maryland.
Oh, right, duh. Oh my god. I was like, wait, where'd you go? Wow, you were
back, I'm always somewhere.
Back in the blink of an eye, though.
I was back in, yeah, I went all of Sunday and then Monday I went to D.C. and had meetings and then came back Monday night.
And now you're here.
And
you
now
are.
I'm here. What's today? Today's not Tuesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday. The days blend together.
Yeah, they really do.
I also thought as of last night I was going to have to fly to Paris on Saturday night, but I think not having to do that anymore.
Was that for work or for fun?
For work.
Okay. Well, maybe we find something to do on Saturday because it's supposed to be beautiful in the city.
I would love to.
What time are we at here? Oh, should we do an advice segment?
We should.
Do you have any dating updates?
I actually have quite a few.
Oh, do that first. In. No, that's way more exciting.
What are my dating updates actually right now? I went on a date last Thursday. I told you about that, no?
Did I? With who?
New guy, Hinge guy. Actually, when we matched on Hinge, I looked at him and I was like, have we gone on it? Like, he looked so familiar. And I was like, have we gone on a date before?
Got deja vu.
Literally a deja vu. And I think that we had matched on dating apps early on in the city years, basically.
Not on the league. This is a different guy. Remember that guy that you matched with on the league that you talked about? And then you like...
Jog my memory a little more.
You don't remember this man that you matched with on the league that then you... He was like older?
Oh, Uncle Bill?
Uncle Bill? He was old.
That's what Alex used to call him.
He was old, and then he took you out for the really expensive sushi, yes, and then you didn't want to hook up with him, and then you left.
Yes.
But then you like saw him recently.
Yes, I didn't see him.
Hello, we talked about this like 3 or 4 episodes ago.
I know, sorry.
Am I the only one who pays attention?
All the guys just blend together for me, I will say. Like, there's just so many. I mean, Colby says this too. I'll like be explaining a guy to her when we're in the apartment, and she's like, I'm going to need you to like dial back, like give me some more details. Like, is this one? She's like, all the guys are the same.
Well, and the thing is, I feel like you rarely tell us their actual names. So it's hard for us to like,
because remember. You guys wouldn't be able to keep up with the names. Like, it's easier to give you defining qualities or like facts about them.
That is true.
You know,
that is true.
It's just easier.
Okay. So this is a different guy.
Different guy. Yeah. And how so was it? This one's age appropriate, not older, which is great. We went to Teresi.
Wow, hard to get res.
Hard res. Basically, we were chatting earlier in the week. We had matched on Hinge. And I forget how it happened. We were trying to land on a date to hang out. And he goes, well, what are you doing Thursday at 9:30 p.m.? And I was like, hopefully something fun, because that's right at my bedtime. And he was like, basically, my friend was supposed to visit me this weekend. They ended up backing out. I have this 9:30 p.m. reservation at Teresi. Would you want to come? I was like, obviously, it's Teresi.
Okay, so now I understand how the reservation came to be. It was a 9:30 reservation. Yeah. No, Teresi's really hard to get into.
Teresi's like the hardest reservation to get in the city.
It's so hard to get into, but it's so good.
So good.
I've been one time.
So we went at 9:30. We spent like probably 3 hours together.
Okay, positive.
Yapped away. And it was a good date. No complaints.
Okay.
There hasn't been much like... I gave him my number after, because we were only communicating on Hinge. And so he had messaged me on Hinge being like, hope you got home safe, like had a great time. And I was like, here's your number if you want to graduate from Hinge to my phone. And so then we started texting a little bit. We've been going back and forth. I've been kind of putting out there like, when are we hanging out again? Like, let's do something, whatever. And I think I need to be maybe a little bit more direct on like, okay, like, are you free this date?
Do you think he's waiting for you to ask him out?
For sure.
On date number two?
For sure. Like, or he just doesn't know how to... I'm actually wondering if I asked him...
Did you coordinate the first... Did you more or less...
Initiate the first?
Right.
That's curious about. Let's confirm.
Let's pull up the receipts.
Let's pull out the receipts.
Did you smooch?
No smooch. It was a very first date.
Okay. Love it.
It was just chatty, get to know you, like, no flirty, cute vibes. It was just like, we were there for a purpose.
To like, gut check, feel it out if you like each other.
Exactly.
Or if you could like each other.
He did message me first.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Wow, you're doing a lot of scrolling. It looks like you were chatting.
We talked a lot on Hinge.
Quite a bit.
Oh, here it is. Okay. I asked him.
Okay.
I said, should we figure out a time to meet so we can... Oh, okay. Because we were basically talking about we were talking about something random. Like, we both travel a lot. So we were talking about overpacking suitcases or something like that. And he basically said, we can waste so much luggage space together. And I was like, should we figure out a time to meet so we can start the budgeting process for all the suitcases and check bag fees we should expect?
Oh my God. That is the most you pickup line I've ever heard in my life. An Adam Harrison original.
And then he said, yeah, but what are you doing? He said, yeah, what are you doing Thursday night at 9:30 p.m.? I said, hopefully something fun, because that's my bedtime.
Okay, so he kind of, like, you created the transition in the conversation, but he ultimately nailed down the plan.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe that's what he said about the friend. In his mind, he is expecting you to nail down perhaps the next plan. But also, who knows?
But yeah, he was talking about his friend, how he bailed, and now he has a reservation at Terese for two. And I was like, please tell your friend that he's my favorite person in the world and that I love him and his contribution to my Thursday night.
Wow, banter.
And then he said, I know I really rolled out the red carpet for him. Now I'm rolling out the red carpet for you.
I like the way he talks.
Same.
Okay, so this could be another...
Perhaps, another date? We haven't really gotten to planning date two. I actually have a date tonight as well.
Different person. Different guy. Obviously. Okay, tell me about this guy.
This guy is...
Also Hinge?
Also Hinge.
Wow, you're really putting in work over there, Adam. You've not told me any of this.
When I started paying for Hinge, my life changed.
Well, now it's a motivator to make it work for you because you're like, I'm spending money on this. No,
unfortunately, Hinge is pay to play. Like, you don't get good people unless you pay. I'm telling you, like, I know I explained this on multiple episodes. It's true. When you pay for Hinge, they give you a better experience. All right. They'll put people that are more your type in front of you. They'll push you to more people that are your type. I'm telling you, it's just like the way to go. Oh,
they always say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
And you know what? Hinge.
Well, I don't know if that actually applies to this situation. I will reiterate, I found Jack on unpaid Hinge.
You know what, Katie? You are the anomaly, all right?
But I will just say, it is possible.
I don't know.
But also, you do you.
I think it's rare. Okay. I do think it's rare.
Hey, I don't mind.
I actually am curious. Like, I would love to do some kind of survey of our listeners on, like,
who... I was there. It was rare. I know.
I want to do a survey on who met their person on paid Hinge versus free Hinge.
Okay. Or, like, on a different dating app, on Bumble.
Sure. Bumble, Raya.
Can you pay for Bumble? I'm assuming you can. I'm sure there is 100% positive a paid Bumble.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so who is this man you're going out with tonight? So
this guy and I have been talking for basically weeks, and then he finally... So one thing about me, I'm not going to make a first move. Like, it's just not going to happen for me.
Would you like someone first?
Yes. Like, I would like somebody first.
You would like someone first, but then you are not going to message first.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's just a me problem. Like, I'm not saying it's like... I will never message them. Like, it's a me problem. It's just not something I will do because
know yourself.
But I should. But I should.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it.
Yep. And you know what? Maybe that's cost me a boyfriend. Maybe that's why I'm single after all these years, honestly. It could be completely.
Maybe just once you should try and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
Okay.
So, anyways, this guy messaged me first. We'd been talking for a while. And then finally, he's like, what did he say? He asked if I wanted to hang out basically when I was back from travels, because we were talking when I was in Sydney. And he asked yesterday if I wanted to hang out Wednesday or Friday. I said I have work happy hour today at 5:30, but could hang out after or could also make Friday work. I have been agreeing to a lot more Friday, Saturday dates, which is kind of crazy of me. You know what?
Here's the thing. Knowing you and your type of guy, you like guys that are very hard workers that have a big work life.
Yes.
And so naturally, that being said, you're going to have to make Fridays and Saturdays work.
Oh my God. Actually, I should talk about...
Because people like with those types of jobs, like very rigorous, I'm generalizing, rigorous jobs, like oftentimes will not have time on weeknights.
Correct.
At least in the beginning.
I actually need to all give more interesting details about the date that I went on at Terese. So basically, this guy, I was going to be 5 minutes late. And I actually hate being late to things like this. Like, I feel like kind of embarrassed. So I texted him and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. Or messaged him on Hinge, whatever. Messaged him and said, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm going to be 5 minutes late. Like, pretty poor form on a first date. Sorry. Is like pretty much what I said. And he said, I'll do you one better. Like, I'm going to be 15 late. And I was like, oh, okay. So we're missing the res. Like, that's the situation. He was like, no, I actually already texted them and said that I was going to be 15 minutes late. And I was like, okay, but you didn't tell me you were going to be 15 minutes late. So were you just going to like, let me wait there for 15 minutes without knowing? Kind of weird.
Anyways, yeah, it's a red flag, honestly. Red flag.
Meanwhile, it's like 10 minutes before the date is supposed to happen. And I'm like, oh shit, so sorry, I'm gonna be 5 minutes late. Meanwhile, he's gonna be 15.
Yeah, sorry, red flag that he didn't tell you.
I agree.
Like, the lateness is one thing, but not telling you.
Yeah, like it's totally fine to be 15 minutes
late. That's the red flag, is the not telling you.
Like a New York 15 totally fine.
Well, 15 is the grace, the standard grace period for most restaurants. You will not lose a table if you're 15 minutes.
And that's like New York standard, like 15 minutes late.
Because you could totally you could be waiting for the subway that just doesn't show up. Like New York, there's, we don't have cars.
Yep.
Like,
okay, so he shows up 15 minutes late. He's in a suit, came from the office, bike down from the office. Mind you, it's like 9:45 p.m. at this point. I'm like, oh. So it kind of made up for it because I was like, oh, you're in a suit. Like, you just came from the office. Like,
yeah.
You biked here. Like
very, that's hot.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, okay, hot. Very JFK Jr. Like, I'm kind of like obsessed with this vibe. Like, love it. Okay. I was telling Colby this and Colby was dying. You know how I am a workaholic. I'm always on Slack. I scroll Slack like I scroll Instagram.
Adam got yelled at on Friday night at the pasta class because he was not listening to the instructor because he was on Slack.
I was talking to my clients on WhatsApp,
actually. Okay, whatever. He was like on his phone.
There was a work emergency.
He needed to be kneading dough and he was not kneading dough.
This is like Friday at 9 p.m.
Oh, you have a very bad work-life balance, Adam Harrison.
My work-life balance does not exist.
It's terrible. You need to figure that out.
I am a workaholic, but I love it. Come on. It's great.
It's a passion for you.
And ask Colby, I am doing better about being more present. Like, I will not check Slack when I'm talking to people now, mostly. And this time, Friday night at the pasta making class was an exception because there was a work emergency.
Okay. Yeah,
come on.
I understand.
If your dad, when you're growing up, says it's a work emergency, okay, dad, there's a work emergency. I get it, you know?
True, I understand.
There was a work emergency.
You were very present after you got yelled at because his face turned red as a tomato. This guy
was going in on me.
You were so embarrassed.
In front of the whole restaurant.
I'm like, he'll never do that again.
I was like, I learned my lesson. I was literally scolded. And so anyways, this guy, 15 minutes late, comes in to see whatever. I'm like, okay, that makes up for it. The entire dinner, I'm not even kidding, this guy is checking his phone. Like, many, 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 many times, checking his phone.
How did you feel about that?
Loved it. Every second of it. I was like, yes, like, keep working harder. Like, this is the vibe that I'm looking for. Honestly, I was kind of jealous because I wanted to then take out my phone and check Slack. But I didn't want to be rude. So I was kind of like, I'm in too deep of like not checking Slack. So like, I don't want to be rude and take out my phone.
You don't want that to be your, like story. Like,
yeah.
Went on a date with this guy, Adam, and he checked his phone a lot. Like,
correct. My phone was down the entire time.
You're not mad about him doing it, but you don't want that to be what you're known for.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it.
Or your description. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I'm at a two-person dinner, it's like me and somebody else. Like, I'm not going to pick up my phone once the entire time.
Yeah, if it's like a six-person dinner and there's like a lull in my
conversation, then am I going to pick up my phone and maybe check Slack? Like, sure. Yeah.
And it's also not a date.
Yeah,
exactly. On a one-on-one date, here's the thing. I would look at the guy checking his phone every 5 minutes and be like, I'm never seeing you again. Like, I'm sorry, but if this is how it is on a first date, how is it going to be if we're actually dating?
Yeah.
Even worse, because your manners are going to be even worse because, like, you get comfortable.
I will say with this guy, he did a good job of being present despite checking his phone.
But also, it's, what, 9:45? It's, like, 10 o'clock at that point? Like, yeah. Come on, dude.
He works in finance, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because I kind of know what his, like, day-to-day is.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing. Like, that's the kind of guy you want.
That is
so then, guy, honestly, this works for you. That is not the type of guy I want.
Colby was literally like, you guys could have just taken out both of your phones and just check Slack the entire time and not talk to each other. And it would have been your dream. And I was like, honestly, yeah. Like, that was that was literally my dream. Like, that's my dream life is I just want to have dinner with my husband and have us both be working.
Okay.
I'm completely kidding, obviously. But like,
here's the thing. I don't think you are. I really don't think you are. And I'm worried about you.
Obviously, I don't want to be sitting at a dinner table with me and my boyfriend aggressively checking work.
Well, you would need to like come up with boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, you would need to have a discussion and be like, okay, here's the thing. We're both workaholics. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And 1 hour blocking our calendars.
Yeah.
Like, or whatever you have to do.
100%. Like, carving out time for like, okay, we're going to go on a date. This is the date. We're going to be 2 hours and no work, no phones,
like,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, people make rules like that on like vacations, I feel. Like, okay, you cannot check your email.
The one thing I didn't like about, I do not care if somebody is like pulling out their phone and checking work and whatever. Like, I am all about like career grinding. Like, I'm here for it. The one thing though is the polite thing to do is say, hey, really sorry, I need to check my phone real quick. Like, I'm getting blown up at work. Like, is it okay if I just check my phone really quickly? Like, if he said, hey, like, so sorry, like, I'm getting blown up at work, having a randomly bad work night, do you care if I just check my phone real quick? Like, that would have been very different than just, like, pulling out the phone every 5 minutes.
Well, because then it's like, what are you doing? Are you texting someone else trying to like get out of this plan? Like my brain would go to, I don't even think it is work anymore. I think he's like trying to get away from me.
Luckily that didn't go through my head. Like,
or he's it wasn't important and he's just like fucking about.
No, because like I know the drill. Like if I'm getting slacked aggressively by my boss and it's something urgent, like
yeah,
I know the vibe. Like you gotta respond, you know?
Right.
But I think the polite thing to do is to say,
just give a disclaimer, yeah, or like ask,
yeah,
hey, how do you mind?
Be like, I'm really sorry. Like I need to check
or like home. Be like, I promise this is the last time. Like,
yeah.
But even still, I'm sorry. I love this for you, but absolutely not for me.
No, see, this
would have warranted a, you know what? Have a nice night. I'm going to go. Have fun with your phone. Goodbye. I'll never see you again.
Meanwhile, I was literally drooling. I was like, this is my dream.
Okay, so date tonight, though. Please go back to that.
Oh, sorry. Now back to date tonight.
This was back on the other Thursday night.
Yes.
Now we're back to tonight's date.
Now we're back to tonight's date. So tonight's date is with a Hinge guy. Like I said, we've been talking for a little bit. He actually randomly is... Okay, so I sell to law firms, obviously, and I sell to this one specific one that is quite small, but like really, really prestigious. And he happens to be a really important figure at that law firm that I had sold to.
Oh my God.
Which is so small world. And I literally was like, oh my God, like this is so small world. I wonder if he like knows or recognizes me. And it hasn't come up yet. But like I've like presented to the entire...
How fun that you have a topic to discuss tonight already.
No, literally.
Haven't even gone into it, but now you guys are going to like have a topic.
Well, I'm wondering if I should like play dumb and be like, no, I should probably dumb. I should be like, by the way, like I sold...
I don't think it should be the first thing you say, but yeah. I think you should bring it up.
I'm going to be like, oh, where do you work? I mean, it literally says on his Hinge. It's a very, 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 very like extremely prestigious place to work. So he literally has on his Hinge partner at XYZ law firm.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's like he knows. Hot.
Like, you know, on Hinge, like you don't say like, oh, I'm Adam and I'm a salesperson at the company that I work at. You know, it's but, like, oh, yeah. I'm a salesperson. Like, that's like what the Hinge job description spot is for.
Right.
This guy literally has, I am a partner at this firm. And I saw it and I was like, oh, that's
good. How do you feel about that versus, I mean, it sounds hot, but yeah. Do you think from like a modesty perspective?
I don't need somebody to be modest.
Okay. See, because like I remember seeing people be like, have like either works, because you know, you can kind of say whatever, you could say finance, like mm-hmm. works. That's like what I'm more well versed in, like finance. Or like finance at Goldman Sachs, or like, you know what I mean? Like name dropping, or just finance.
I think I would prefer just finance.
Just finance. Because yeah. It's kind of then like, okay, ask me if you want to know. Yeah. Like, it's not so much like working Goldman Sachs is my whole personality.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't over index on that stuff. Like if I saw somebody say investment banker at Goldman Sachs, like would I be like, oh, you're a douchebag? I'd be like, oh no, like he's proud of where he works. And he should be, because that's
proud great. Of where he works. Yeah. Okay. I like that. How you know? You see? I mean, I didn't really think too much. That wouldn't like deter me from going on a date if it said finance versus works. Like,
yeah.
Investment like, banker at Goldman Sachs.
I don't
Sachs.
Think I over...
And don't also, look like, into it too far.
No matter what, like that honestly just makes my job easier, because normally what I would be doing is I would be searching their first name that I see on Hinge. I would be searching their school, and then I would be searching what their it says their role is, like finance, and then I'd be trying to like find them on my own. So true. Like they just made my job easier.
But it's like, yeah, that's true. Okay, so partner at prestigious law firm. XYZ cool.
Prestigious law firm. So yeah, I mean, he seems interesting, I guess. I honestly know nothing about him. Like, this is kind of going to be, like, almost blind. Obviously not blind, because we've matched on Hinge. So, like, at least we okay. have some kind of baseline attraction to each other.
Do you think he's cute?
Yeah, he's cute.
Wait, I'm excited.
Yeah, he's cute. He looks nerdy, which is fine. I don't mind nerdy.
Can I see a visual? Oh. Okay, hello, sir. Oh my God, ripped.
Yeah, he's jacked.
How many abs is there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's got a lot.
He's got 8.
Yep, I love an ab.
Oh my God, wait, I'm obsessed with him.
He's cute.
Oh, he's very cute. You guys would look good together. How tall is he? He is...
I think I'm taller.
Yeah, but not by much.
Yeah.
He's, okay, 5'9".
We'll take short king.
He... Okay, he... Oh, and he lives in the West Village.
Oh, does he? Yes. I don't even think I noticed that.
He lives in the West Village.
Oh, that's great.
Green flag. Okay, obsessed with him.
I'm very children.
Where are you going?
We have not landed on that.
Okay, so casual vibes.
I basically, he said, let's do tomorrow, on the later side works better anyway, because he's working.
Of course. Okay, but like, how do you feel about not having the date planned?
I don't mind. I feel like I'm not as stringent on like needing something set in stone. Like, I'll be a little bit more casual.
Okay.
Also, like, I'm so good at getting reservation that if he was like, I want to go some, like, let's meet up at 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's kind of like your thing.
Yeah. If he says, like, let's do something at 9 p.m., like, I'd have a Lartusi reservation on deck, you know? Or, like, Danny's or, like, somewhere good.
Wow, the guys dating you are so lucky. they have, like...
I just, like, you
the
know.
Best person to just be, like, go with the flow, but, like, I have a reservation, don't worry.
Also, like, this one really nice restaurant owes me a favor, so, like, I know I can text them and be, like, hey, I have this date tonight. Can you get me 2 seats at the bar?
Okay, like, can you call in the favor for us?
Of course.
Can we go to dinner, please?
I still need to take you to my favorite restaurant.
We need to go. It's weekend.
I need to promote it on the podcast because everybody needs to go to Opto. It's my favorite Mediterranean restaurant in Flatiron.
OPTO. Opto.
I love the owner.
Okay, can we go this weekend?
Yes. Actually, that's a great idea. Let's go this weekend.
Okay, please. I've been begging.
I know. You have been begging. We just haven't landed on a date.
I'm free all weekend.
Yeah. So Opto is my current favorite restaurant.
No plans. I'm not going to Coachella. And so, like, everyone's gone. And what do we do?
Okay. Well, we're going to Opto.
It's going to be...
Mark your calendar.
Opto-cella.
I would literally go to Opto every night if I could. Like, so good.
I've been one time, but I went, like, early days, I feel like, when they first kind of opened.
Okay. Well, now you'll get
it. It was a lovely experience, but I'm excited to go back now that they've... been around.
You'll get the VIP treatment.
I can't wait.
Because they love me there.
I can't wait. Do we have time for advice?
Yeah, let's do one.
Okay.
Actually, we probably don't.
We don't?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
Guys, sorry. No advice segment today. Adam, we kind of got like a brief advice segment.
We did like your sister's advice segment. Yeah. We'll save these for next time. If you guys wrote us an email, don't worry. We will get to it.
We will get to
it. When Colby is back.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, guys, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Cute.
That was great.